Quickly and Marotta mornings. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. Quickly Blast.
There are many things that force people to overreact. Spiders, snowflakes, a police car in the rearview mirror, a hair in your food, a text message that begins with, "Can I ask you something?" But very few things draw more oversized reactions than a lopsided loss in Game 1 of a playoff series. So keep that in mind if you're looking for silver linings on Planet Orange, a search that has seemingly gone on for months. Remember, this is a team that's specializes in alarming losses and bounce-back performances. What worries me, though, is the physicality of playoff basketball. After Game 1, Kevin Durant said the refs are letting both teams play, and that's the kind of basketball we want to play. But do they, really? Because the Suns' physical engagement lasted about one quarter on Saturday, and because the Suns, by nature, are a finesse team. Their superstars are capable of dealing with this dynamic on offense, but they do not seem inclined to dish it out on the other end of the floor, and it took all of one game for Kendrick Perkins to essentially call the Suns crybabies for the way they reacted to the officials. Now, ultra-physical play can act like a power wash on a broken foundation. It can make the cracks worse, it can expose a team that isn't truly connected to a stated mission, and once again, the Suns are facing a litmus test and entering Game 2. Namely, who are they? And where are they going?